Korban Pesach becomes a Shlomim. And what do we need it for? Chad, one pasuk is Li Ibra Simanoi. That means Rosh Hashanah Shchitas HaPesach. Li Ibra Simanoi means you shechted the Korban Pesach after the time, after Erev Pesach. Even though the Korban maybe was fit to be a Korban Pesach, but now it's Ibra Zmano, it's not the Zman of a Korban Pesach anymore. So Lachos, it has look like a Korban Shlomim. For Yivru Shinosai. And then the same thing, Yivru Shinosai means it's a year old, that the Korban is a year old already, so it's not fit to be a Korban Pesach. That's one Pesach. Then now it turns, change over to become into a Korban Shlomim. V'chad, another Pesach is Ibra Zmanoi V'loi Shinosai. So the first pasuk is both things happened. It's after the Zman of Pesach and it became too old. The second pasuk is Le'ibra Zman, it's after the Zman of Pesach, but V'loi Shinos is still only 1 year, still in its first year. V'chad, the third pasuk is L'loi Ibra, it's still in the first year. V'chad L'loi Ibra L'loi Zman of V'loi Shinosai, it's still in the first year and it's just now before Pesach. It's like in Chedesh Adir. If someone is Makdish, just Korban Pesach and Chodesh Adar, and now they shecht it now, join the Chodesh Adar before Pesach. Here also it has Loch alike a Shlomim. And that's why we need these three psukim. The Gemara explains with Tzricha, I need to call three psukim. Because of Rachamor Nechar of Tor would have just written one posik, I would have thought to say, Hecha di Yibrish Nosoi Uzmanoi. When the Korban now is too old, it's a year old already, and also it's after the Zman of Pesach, this carbon has no shaykhas to Pesach anymore. Then it changes over to become into a carbon shlomin. But in a case where true it's after the Yom Tov of Pesach, but it's still not a year old yet, to chazal Pesach sheni, this carbon still could be brought for Pesach sheni. Maybe it's not uprooted l'shem Pesach, but it doesn't come into a shlomin, but it remains a Pesach to be brought for Pesach sheni. And if you shecht it now, maybe it would be possible. Because of Rachmon Hanetat, if I only have two psukim, Mishum di Yitchiluhum imosayu. Our korponim, since it's after the Chag HaPesach, it's uprooted from what it was aimed for, you did not bring it for the Korban Pesach itself. That's why maybe it changes over to be a Korban Shlomim. Aval Hecha de loy ovar loy zman av loy shnosoy. But let's say now it's before Pesach, and the Korban is fit to be brought for Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. The chazal of Pesach that this korban is fit to be a korban Pesach, emalai, maybe you shecht it now early before you dalet benisin, maybe it's like a apostle tzricha. I need a special apostle for this. No, even in this case, still the korban changes over to be a korban shlamim, and the korban is kosher. So that's why I need all three psukim. Nothing more says Omarav mishmei de mabug. Rav says over the name of mabug that chatis. If you have a korban chatis, somebody did a chet, he's supposed to bring a korban chatis, and the kohen now made the shechita l'shem chatis nachshon. That's the soyer chatis, the chanukas hanesim, when the nesim brought it, when the chanukas hamesbech, the nesim brought a korban chatis. So lachar is kshera, it's still kosher. Rashi says lohevish, and Rashi explains like lohevish, it's not considered a shino kodesh. The lawyer meaning we do not say like that Chatas Nachshon really once for would have been is a since Chatas Nachshon. Kivund Ladaran also only comes for present. It's not coming for Kaporo, so maybe it's called the Shino Kodesh. Kamashla no, Lamais is still called the Chatas, and therefore it's Kshero. The Yom HaKro, because the Postik says, Gemara says, the Yom HaKro, Zois Teres HaChatas. That means Tera Achas L'chol HaChatois. As long as it's brought L'shem HaKorban Chatas, there's no soul of Shino Kodesh. Any chatis has a shame chatis on it. Now Yosef Rav Koma lo shmaitito. Rav sat down and said over this halacha. Mishmei de Mabug is the name of a chacham. So Eisvei Rav Mishashi le Rav. So Rav Mishashi asked the question to Rav. It says that Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says that kol hamanochis shenik mitzu shelo lishmon ksheris. Any mincha that they made the kmitza. That's like the first type of the avodah. That's like a shechita by a korban to make a kmitza by a mincha. That the kohen puts his handful and takes the handful of the mincha out. So kol amnacha shenik mitzvah. When he takes out the kmitza, he does it shelo lishmon ksheres v'loy avi olu lebanu mishum chayva. And Reb Shimon says by mincha it's even olu shem chayva. Why? Reb Shimon says lefi shein hamanachas daimet lezvachim, because the mincha is not like a zevach like a korban. שהקוימת מחבס לשם מרחשס מעשה מוכיחן עליהו שהיא מחבס. Because we could see, you make the kemitz of a machabas, a frying pan, even though you have a mind to do it l'shem macheshes, but everybody could see it's not a macheshes, it's a machabas. One is a flat pin and one is a deep pin. So if you're using right now a deep pin, everybody sees it's a deep one, it's not a flat one. Charev l'shem belula, even if you made a mincha charev, a dried one, like a soita, without the shemen, you did it l'shem belula, shem a mincha that's mixed up with shemen, still it's not possible. Why? Because Marcel Mechichen, Shichrev, everybody could see that's a dried out mincha. It's not wet, it's dried out. Everybody could see it. Avo Mashenken Bezvochim by Korbin. Einoi, Kane, it's not that way. Because Shchita Achas Lekulon, there's one Shchita. Whether it's for this Korbin or for that Korbin, it's the same fight of the Shchita. So in the mice itself, we do not see that this Korbin Shchita is done the shame of Korbin Chattis. Maybe it's done l'shem erlu. We do not see in the avoid is being done l'shem chattis. Kabbalah achas l'kulon is all one avoid of a Kabbalah, and zricha achas l'kulon. You all have the same type of a zricha. So if Shimon says by karbonus, the attack of Shina Kurdish makes a psul. Mashenkin by menoches, there we see clearly the action you're doing. So even though you have a machshava the opposite way, he holds that machshava means nothing. The Rashi says the machshava and ikerish is sheker. A machshava that we see is false. We see the actions you're doing, it is a minchis macheshes. Even though you have a mind doing a minchis machavas, that means nothing. So now, if like this, taima, what's the reason why Reb Shimon says by menoches is kosher? The maaseh machichin. Because the maaseh of a mincha, we see clearly you're doing it the right way. But it's mashmo ein maaseh machichin. Let's say by menoches, if we cannot tell the action, we would not be able to tell the difference between a machlas and a macheshes. Loi, then we would not say that Shinu Kodesh is kosher, but then we would say Shinu Kodesh makes the psul. The question is, amai, why? Leim, why not say the Pasuk says, Zois teres ha-mincha, zeh teirachas v'chol ha-menoches. Just like you're telling me like, Zois teres ha-chattis. As long as you're mechabim l'shem mechattis, there's no psul of Shinu Kodesh, so why not say the same for by mincha also? Zois teres ha-mincha, meaning if you bring in a mincha now, any type of a kavoni you have, as long as it's a shema mincha, even though it's the wrong type of a mincha, still it should be kosher. And the Ephraim Shimon is mashma now, I said it's mashma. The only reason why it's kosher is because the machshava, like it's nikah that it's sheker. But if it would not be nikah, we cannot tell, then the machshava would passel. Why? It's being done the shema mincha. So the Kura, why does Mabuk say that by a chapis is kosher? So where it says true, El Yitma, if you learn from Mabug, Dalocha, Hoch Yitma, this is what he meant to say. Omer Rav Mishmei de Mabug, Rav says over the name of this Kocha Mabug, that Chatish Shochato, Al Menas Shishchata Bo Nachshon Ksheiro. If you shech the Korban Chatis, Al Menas, that the Kapora should go for the Nosi Nachshon, here is Ksheiro. Why? Because Nusvar ain't Kapora Lamesim, there's no Psul Shinu Bailam, that's what he meant to say. There's no psul shinu bailim if you have in mind somebody that's dead already. So only if you have in mind a chaveroi doing the devil that you had before, he has to also be mechuyiv a kapara kamaisoi. But here that he's mace already, nachshon is mace already, therefore there's no psul shinu bailim. That's what he meant to say. Fred Gemara himself, that's what he meant to say. Vilema, mace biyama, let him say anybody that's dead. If you make a korban to shame somebody that's dead, there's no psul shinu bailim. What do you say nachshon for? So Gemara says, "Hokamashmon is what's coming to teach us. Hokamashmon, that time of the mace. Why is there no psul on it? Because Nachshon died already. Ho, the chai for somebody to be alive. Dum yidin Nachshon psula. Even though the person is like Nachshon, still to be psula. Oh, my new, what kind of case is this? Chatis nozir v'chatis mitzayra. That a chatis nozir and a chatis mitzayra, even though they're not brought on a chet." Still, if you shecht one korban chattis, l'shem a person, l'shem somebody else, so it would make a psul of shinu kodesh, or shinu bailam. So in other words, that's the deek here, that there would be a psul shinu bailam. If you shecht a korban chattis, al manasa shimechapa for somebody, that's like a nozir or a mitzayra, so since they need a korban chattis, therefore there will be a psul of shinu bailam. So I'll ask the question, why? Freddy Gemara, like why should it be possible? The Kura, these type of a chatois that a nozir and a mesor brings is like a korban oila. They don't bring it on a chet. And we had before, if you shech the korban chatas amish and mechuyiv oila, it's kosher.
So why is the Psul Shino Bailam here? It's not called the Shino Bailam because the owner is not Mechuyev Chatis on a Chet only for a Nozer or Metzora. It's more so true. Eli Yitma, if we learned Togah from Mabug, Hochiv, this is the way we learned. That Omar Rav says over Mishmei, the name of Mabug, that Chatis Sheshokato. Al Shemechuyev Chatis Kenachshon Ksher Enechnami. If you shech the korban chatis, that's supposed to be brought for chet. And you have in mind now it should be mechapa for Reuven. And Reuven is only mechuyev chatis like Nachshon, meaning a korban chatis not for a chet. Like a nozer or metzora, ksher enechnami is kosher. Why? Because chatis Nachshon oilu. Because chatis Nachshon is like a korban oilu. Since it's not brought for chet, it's not called as a mechuyev kapora kamoisoi, there's no psul of shinu baile. And ikidiyama, some says like this. Ikidiyama, omar rav mishmei de mabuk. Chatis sheshokato l'shem chatis nachshem sula. No. In other words, al shinu kodesh is posel. If you shech the regular korban chatis l'shem a korban of chatis nachshem is like a psula. Why? Because chatis nachshem elohu. It's only still a korban elohu. It's not really a korban chatis. This is not brought for chet. Sadar abba, it would have a psul of shinu kodesh. Gemorius, if so, v'leim echatis nozi v'chatis mitzorah, should have said a bigger chiddush. If you shech the korban chatis l'shem a korban nozi or a korban mitzorah, it should also be possible, because those chatoyos are considered like a korban oila. Gemorius, the true would be the same halacha, but ikka is chatis nokat. They want to say the ikka of a chatis, the ikka like the first chatis is, the ikka means a chatis and nachshon. Rashi says, shorish hachatoyos, shiyos the chatas yochid, rishayon like the first chatis, and brings down this one. There would be a psul of shinu kodesh because it only has a locha like an oila. Omer Rav, Rav says, chatis chaylev sheshokhto l'shem chatis dam. If somebody has to bring korban chatis or they did a chet, he ate chaylev. And they bring it now l'shem a korban chatis for the chet of dam. What's l'shem chatis akum ksheira? Because kafot is still called a chatis. L'shem chatis, not l'shem chatis m'sar psula. But the yeshech this korban chatis l'shem a chatis that a nozer or m'sar brings, that psula, why? Hani or listening, like I said before, hani or listening, they have luck like a korban oil only, so there would be a psula of shinu kodesh. Voi Rob, Rob asked the question, chatis chaylev sheshokhto l'shem chatis tumas mitzvah shekodesh shevmahu. The korban chatis is supposed to be brought to somebody ate chaylev, and the korban made the shechita l'shem a korban chatis tumas mitzvah shekodesh shev. Mi armin do I say korus kumaisoi, it has to only be a type of a chatis that comes on a chiyuv korus. So since tumas mitzvah is not a chiyuv korus, no, near me the chorus kumaisoi. Okay, tumas mitzvah is also a chiyuv korus. So therefore, it's called chatas l'shem chatas ubik sheiro. I do maybe know. Ein kavua kumaisoi. It's not called kavua by tumas mitzvah gadoishov. The carbon is the carbon oil of a yarin. So maybe it's called a different type of the carbon. It would be a psul of shinu kodesh. So then Ravacha bread the rov of masna. He learns like this: that kula psula. All these kakeisi, all these korban chatas, they're all talk of psula. But at my time, the pasuk says v'shochat oisol lechatis, meaning l'shem oisol lechatis, part of the kavono to make it l'shmo by kodesh has to be l'shmo l'shem that chet that you did. So if you shech the korban chatas that's brought for chaylev on a chet of dam, it would also be a psula of shinu kodesh. So the Gemara says back, Omale Ravashi le Ravacha b'rei de Rova. So Ravashi now says to Ravacha b'rei de Rova, according to what you're saying, that Rova just said, that a kuloi lipsula says, so boy de Rova heichemas minzolo. How did you learn the shayla of Rova? Like what kind of shayla did Rova have? If he shech the chatis, l'shem chatis of tumas mitzvah kodeshov. You just said Rova hold this psula, even one chet for another chet. So what was Rova's shayla? Someless, he said back to him like this, Ananos, b'shinu bailam astininlo. We learned Rav's shaylo, negate the loch of shinu bailam. And v'hochi mastininlo, this is the way you're supposed to learn it. That Omar Rav says like this, chatis chaylev, sheshochat al misha mechuyiv chatis dam, v'chatis akum posel. If Reuven's korban chatis, that he brought because he ate chaylev, the koyin al shechted it, that it should be mechaper for Shimon, that he ate dam, or for Shimon, that did the chet of Avodah Zorah, so psula, that will have a psula of shinu bailam. Since the other person is also mechuyev chatis, so mela, there will be a psula of shinu bailam. What's going to be Yamisha mechuyev chatis nozer v'chatis mitzayra? Ksheira. Let's say the Kohen Shech's Reuven chatis, which was brought for Reuven for chaylev,
al menasa should be a kapora for Shimon, that Shimon zonu mechuyi v'chatas nozer v'chatas mitzvayro, there is k'sheira. Why? Because it's not called the mechuyiv a kapora k'maisai. He's not mechuyiv v'chatas for a kapora. Now, Uboyin-law, Rav had a shadow like this. Uboyin-law, hochi, that boyi Rava chatas chelev sheshochato, al misha mechuyiv chatas v'chatas v'chatas k'daisha v'mahu. Yeshechted Ruvain's korban chatas, he brought for chelev, and the Kohen had in mind to be mechapeh for Shimon, that's mechuyiv a korban for tumas mitzvah kedoshah. Here's the shaila: Mi yamrin and korus kamoise is also mechuyiv a chatis for the avera of korus of going up to the mikdash, or it's called mechuyiv kapar kamoisei. There will be a psalushin of bailam. I don't may be knowing kavua kamoise teiku, since the korban is a korban oil of a yurid, not a korban kavua like his chatis of chelev. So maybe it's not called mechuyiv kapar kamoisei. Maybe there will not be a psalushin of bailam. So that was Rav Safik. But then, Chanami, by Shino Kodesh, there wouldn't be any Suffolk. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. Yeah, we're holding Svachim here, Daf Yud. Just last Gemara in Daf Testament Beis. The bottom Gemara was again that Itmar, but not like this. Shochato Lishmo, Lizroik Domarshalo Lishmo. They made the Shchita Lishmo. But he had in mind then that later when he plans to make the Zerika, when the Kohen plans to make the Zerika, that should be done Shalei Lishmo. And then later, when he really made the Zerika, he did not have the Kavona to do with Shalei Lishmo. So really his Kavona Shalei Lishmo was only Bishah Shchita. But again, Bishah Shchita, he did not have in mind right now this Shchita should be done. Let's say it's a Korban Chatis. He did not have in mind that this shechita should be done l'shem korban eilo. He had in mind now b'shach shechita that later when he plans to make the zrika, he'll do the zrika l'shem korban eilo. And later he does not have that in mind. So what's the halacha? So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan or Mavsul of Yochanan says yes, this is also considered a machshav of psul of shinu kodesh. For Resh Lakish or Machsher, Resh Lakish says no, this machshav does not help, and therefore the korban is still kosher. So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan or Mavsul of Yochanan says yes, this is a psul, it's a machshava shvel lishmo. Why? Mechashvin me'avoida li'avoida. You grab the wrong machshava v'shas one avoida for the other avoida, like here. V'shas you're doing the shchita, you have in mind that later when you plan to make the zrika, you're going to make a shvel lishmo. So the machshava right now is chalan the korban, it makes the korban with a psul of shvel lishmo. And the alfino mi machsheves pigul. We learn out from machsheves pigul. So Rashi says the alfino machsheves pigul means the mahani behochi, the nam beperik sheni, ha shoychet es azevach, al menaz lizroik doyme lamocha pigul. A loch of pigul is, that's not stama machshava shaloi lishmo. Mashenken pigul means, bishas you do one of the dalar avoidis, you have in mind that the achilas, which either means the achilas ha mezbeach, the zrikas adam, or the Haktaras Emurim, or else you have in mind the Achilas Sodom, what the Kohen's allowed to eat from their korban, to do it the wrong time. Let's say you're supposed to do it today, you have in mind you plan to do it tomorrow. So that machshava makes the korban pigul, that now there's an issa to eat the korban. Yechayev korus to eat the meat. So that's called machshavas pigul. And machshavas pigul helps. We'll see later on from Sukkim that even though Yoni Mechasher Bishash Shchita, that you plan to make the Zrika tomorrow, or you plan to make the Haktara tomorrow, it's Chal Psul Pigul in the Korban right now Bishash Shchita. So Yechon says we learn out the Psul of Shlo Lishmo from the Psul of Pigul, that you could do it from one Avoida for the other Avoida. For a Shlokish or Machsher, Shlokish says no, by the Machshav Shlo Lishmo, since Bishash Shchita itself, you do not have a Kavona that this Shchita should be done L'shem another Korban. You only have in mind now that later the Zeriki you plan to do for another Korban, so he holds the Stok Shera. And Ein Mechashvin, because he holds Ein Mechashvin, Mi Avoida Li Avoida. Your Kavona right now, Bishash Shchita, does not help. Because right now you do not have a kavon in the shchita, you only have a kavon in the zrika. So the machshava for the zrika later does not help right now in the avoida of the shchita. That's called ein mechashvin mi avoida li avoida. And v'lo yafinu machshavas pigul. We do not learn out from machshavas pigul. It's a special gzeras akostav, like that's the hope soul of pigul. The hope soul of pigul is that bishah shchita, one of the dalar avoidas, you have in mind that later the achila will be done shalai bismana.
So that's the whole Yisrael of Pigel. Ma'ashenke and Shloy Lishmo is the Pshat is right now. The Shash you're doing one of the Dalar Avoidis, the Machshover is that this Avoidah should be done L'shem a different carbon. Then you have the Psul of Shloy Lishmo. But if Shash Shchita, you think about the Zrika, there's no Psul. That's the Rosh Lakish holds. Now, V'yozul Tamayu, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish both go according to their own time. V'yozul Tamayu. Well, because we learned like this. The Itma we learned